This is the voice of freedom on the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network.
You're listening to The Adventist Time. I'm Boo.
And I'm William Cooper.
Tonight I'm going to read a paper that someone sent me.
Go ahead, babe.
Alright. Dear Boo, my name is Jim Cass, and like your dad, I'm a Vietnam. Honey, does this mean Vietnam U.S. Navy?
That's right.
Alright. 55-67.
Very good.
Like your dad, I'm a patriot, and like your dad, I am very proud of you. I listen to you and your dad on the short wave as often as possible. I have heard you many times. Honey, does this say recite right here?
That's correct.
Alright. Recite the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. I also try and get my hands on some real money when I can. One day, will. Honey, does this say will?
While
the truth?
Where?
The thought of giving them to someone
Wait a minute. Did you skip a sentence, honey? Yeah, see? You skipped a sentence. Start there, honey.
Oh. One day while getting some real money, I ran across this of little coins. I purchased them with the thought of giving them to someone I considered worthy.
Where, honey?
Considered
worthy.
Worthy. Cordy, your dad, and Linda Thompson came to mind along with you?
That's right.
We are small coins, and you being a small person, but a big, tiny, this big person.
But a big patriot.
But a big patriot, the choice.
That's right.
Wasn't heard to make a wish. You all the good. Wait. Wasn't heard to make a wish. You all the good luck in the world, and will continue. Hopefully, will continue it.
Yes.
To listen to you and your dad on the radio as long as I can. You and your dad do a great service for us out here, and I can imagine the... Wait, my eyes got a little teared.
Okay.
Because of the light. I'll just start right here again.
Okay, that's fine.
Because I don't remember what I was saying. Wasn't heard to make, I wish you all the good luck in the world, and will continue to listen to you and your dad on the radio as long as I can. You and your dad do a great service for us out here, and I can imagine the problems you...
Encounter
dreams. So tell your dad I...
Admire
him and...
Appreciate
what he does. This is side one page.
Okay.
I mean page one.
Okay. You're doing really well.
You have a very nice radio voice, and I think it is great that you have your own 1930 microphone. You sound very professional.
That's right.
When you tell people they are on the air, and I look forward to hearing you do a
complete
show with help from your dad by yourself. These
particular
coins are worth more because of what it stamps into them than their silver content,
that's right.
So don't lock them in a safe, but keep them for show and tell. Let's close now. Keep up the great work, and may God protect you and your family always. With
Sincerity
and
gratitude.
Your friend Jim Cass. P.S. I
Probably.
Build.
That's right.
Build solo wrong. Couldn't find it on a map anywhere. Page 2. Okay. The end.
Yeah, that was a good letter, huh?
Uh-huh.
Well?
Thank you, Jim, and I really, really love those coins, and I'll send you a letter or a postcard tomorrow.
Well, I think that's wonderful. And I think it's wonderful that Jim Coyne, Jim Cass, that Jim Cass sent you those wonderful coins. Thank you very much.
My heart,
died to make men holy. Let us die to make men free. Those are the key words to that musical selection. And it is the very heart and soul of the Voice of Freedom, the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network. You see, we believe with our very being that unless all men, all women, of all nationalities, all races, religions, ancestral origin, are free, truly free, and made to be responsible for their own actions, that life will be miserable, and there will always be wars, there will always be lies and manipulations, there will always be the thieves, the rapists. You see, those come from societies where self-respect is gone. They come from societies where no one is responsible for their actions. They're just victims of society or their upbringing or their environment, so to speak. This is a ministry, but it is a ministry of freedom, ladies and gentlemen. Someone wrote me a letter recently, and I like to consider him a dear friend because I know that his heart is good and that he cares and that he is trying his very best to make this a better world. And he told me that it's not true that man has a right to worship at the altar the God of his choice. That all men must worship, and must be forced to worship if necessary, his particular God at his particular altar of his particular church. And of course, he points to scriptural reference to justify what he says. And bear in mind that this is not a religious broadcast. I am attempting to justify man's right to be free against this kind of dogma. Because freedom is what we're all about. What kind of world would this be if everything had been decided from the beginning? If before you were born, your life was laid out before you, and there is absolutely nothing that you could or can do or will do to change it because it was preordained from the beginning of time? I gave you a long pause to consider that. You see, most of us think that we're here to accomplish something. We don't really know what it is, most of us. Some of us have an idea what it is, and some of us have learned over a period of time what our particular talents are and what makes us happy. Others follow the dictates that they don't have a brain and that they're not good for anything other than working for somebody else, and that they really couldn't make it on their own or could not prosper. And so they spend their lives in toil and drudgery for nothing and end up eating cat food on Social Security or the handouts of others at the end of their trail. But what if you really wanted to be a good person and you really wanted to make the world a good place and you really wanted to do good things, but it had been decided in the beginning of time that you were going to be a murderer, not just a murderer, but a child murderer, an abuser, and sexual assaulter, if you will. And no matter what you did or how hard you tried to be good, that's what you were supposed to do, and so that's what you had to do. And then because you did it, and it wasn't your fault because it had been predetermined from the beginning, you were eventually caught, publicly vilified, put into a cage like a raging animal, and then finally led down a hallway to your death. And then everything that was said or written about you from that point onward were the most terrible things that you could ever imagine in your life. And all those who believed in the same God who had decided from the beginning that that was going to be your life, condemned you to everlasting hellfire and damnation. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, I cannot believe in such a thing. It is the most horrible proposition that I have ever considered or heard in my life. I cannot believe it, because if that is true, that means that mankind is the butt of a terrible joke, and it doesn't matter what we do or how hard we try or whether we go to church or how many people we help or don't help. Because if that is true, it doesn't matter. Why do we get up in the morning? We could just stay in bed, not even get up, not do anything. And if that's really true, it would all come to pass anyway, without us even giving it any conscious thought. And then what would it all be about? Well, it would be an act of terrible, sadistic cruelty. It would be like a child making a doll of clay, a beautiful doll of clay, only to take a knife and rip it to pieces as soon as it was made. And of course, we know that there would be something wrong with such a child, and that we had better give that child a great deal of love and comfort and stay near that child for a long period of time until that child felt that love and that worth and that sense of responsibility and well-being that makes a good person. So I told my friend all of this, I outlined it, placed it before him, and he scratched his head, and he says, well, you've got a point there, but I'm not going to change my mind because that would mean going against the church. And I said, well, have you ever considered that maybe the church is wrong? And no, of course he had not considered that, and I hope that he is considering that now. Because that was the end of the conversation, and he went away puzzled and sort of scratching his head and mulling over what I had propounded to him. You see, without the free will choice of every human being, it's all a joke. You see, we have to decide what is right and what is wrong. We have to choose a path and follow it. And if we find somewhere down the line that we're on the wrong path, we have to be able to look around and say, I've been doing the wrong thing. This is terrible. This is bad. I have hurt people. I have hurt myself. I must take the other fork in the road, and I've got to straighten out my life and become a good person. We must be able to do that. If we cannot, there is no hope for this world ever. And if there's no hope for this world, what are we doing here? What is it all about? You see, it is not for man to judge another man for worshiping at whatever altar he worships at or whatever God he worships. It is for God to judge that, if you believe in God. And if you're a Christian, you must believe that it is for God to judge and not for man to judge. We must stop hating each other. We must recognize that we have a free will choice, and the way we live our life and the way this world ends up and whether or not
it's good or bad is dictated by somebody who stands behind some altar somewhere and tells us that's the way it's got to be, and so that's the way we have to live our life, is the utmost futile foolishness that I've ever heard. Each man and each woman must make their own choice for good or bad, and they must answer for that choice to God and no one else. And if they don't believe in God, then they must answer to themselves. And if you believe, like I do, they will ultimately answer to God. But you don't have to believe that, you see, because I give you what I want from you. And that is the right to worship at the altar of my choice, the God of my choice. And I give you that same right. I give it to you because God wants us to come to Him of our own volition, of our own choice. Whipping someone into submission is no conversion, ladies and gentlemen. It is a person waiting to wreak revenge. And maybe that's one reason why so many people hate Christians today, is because of the attitude Christians have had toward the rights of other people. While claiming their own right, they have ignored the rights of others to the point that others have turned against them. That's the way I see it. You may see it differently, but that's the way I see it, ladies and gentlemen. And on this broadcast, the hour of the time, and all of the programming on the Voice of Freedom, the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network, will be in the furtherance of the free will, choice, and the freedom of all human beings upon this earth, no matter their racial origin, their ancestral origin, their religion, their state of health, or where they live. The Hour of the Time is brought to you by Swiss America Trading. They specialize in non-reportable, non-confiscatable hard assets, real money, gold and silver in all of their various forms. I bet you many people don't understand how easy it is to purchase and own real money. And that sounds kind of funny, doesn't it? Purchase real money? How can you purchase real money with something that you say is not real money? It's because everybody is living, ladies and gentlemen, in a fantasy world right now. And they think that what you've got in your pockets, what I carry around every day, what we were forced to deal with in many instances is real money. However, when you make a real purchase and you really want to own it, the Constitution says that you have recourse to a common law trial by jury for anything, I don't care what it is, if the amount of damages are in excess of $20. Did you know that? Did you know that all this run around they give you about small claims, court, and all this other stuff is a bunch of baloney because you're not using real money? And if you had actually paid in real money, you could actually demand and get a jury trial? Did you know that? No, of course you didn't know it. So you go to small claims court and have a little dictator sitting up there, and he weighs everything, and he tells you what's right or wrong, and some people make out and get justice, and other people get screwed. You see, it was meant for a jury of your peers to decide these issues if the damages were, in fact, in excess of $20. Read your Constitution. Most of you have never read it, don't understand it. In Article 1, Section 8, it spells out all the powers that the federal government has, their jurisdiction and authority, and where they can exercise it. And the only place they can exercise their jurisdiction outside of the District of Columbia, the territories of Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, etc., etc., is in the performance of interstate commerce. If you're not involved in interstate commerce and the crime or the supposed infraction does not involve interstate commerce, they have no jurisdiction whatsoever within the states. For instance, if you murder your neighbor, heaven forbid, and I hope you never do, the federal government has no authority, no jurisdiction, no nothing to do with it. The Constitution also says that all trials will be held in the state where the crime occurred. It is unconstitutional for Timothy McVeigh and Terry Nichols to be tried in the state of Colorado when the crime that they are accused of committing occurred in the state of Oklahoma. Also, the land upon which the crime was perpetrated was not owned or deeded or ceded by the legislature of the state of Oklahoma to the federal government. Therefore, they have no authority, no venue to arrest, hold, question, charge, or try either Terry Nichols or Timothy McVeigh. The correct venue and jurisdiction lies with the state of Oklahoma. But since the governor of the state of Oklahoma is a highly degreed adept of the Illuminati, he is helping do his bit to destroy further the Constitution and take the right of the people of the Oklahoma, the state of Oklahoma, to charge and try the perpetrators of that crime. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is wrong. You need to begin educating yourself, and the first thing you need to do is read the Constitution all the way through. Learn it, know it, love it. It is the guarantor of your freedoms and your rights. If you allow it to be destroyed, you allow the country, the nation, the government, the guarantor of our rights to be destroyed. You see, Bill Clinton is not the government of the United States. The government is the Constitution for the United States of America and the Bill of Rights. And all this talk about it being an old document written 200 years ago by doddering men who didn't understand the complexities of the modern day is just so much bullshit for the sheeple. And those that believe it are being led to the shearing pens. And eventually, they will be led to the slaughter without the protection of the Constitution for your rights, without the limitations upon the federal government by the Constitution.
a tyranny will quickly ensue. You want to know what's wrong with this country? Go look in the mirror. And then call Swiss America Trading. 1-800-289-2646. Thank them for sponsoring this broadcast. Thank them for backing the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network. And then ask how you can get your hands on some real money. Constitutional money. Lawful money. And do it now. 1-800-289-2646. To the hour of the time. Ladies and gentlemen, I forgot to tell you earlier in the week that we would be doing this on Friday. I do not want to interfere with or interrupt or split Gary Bourgeois' Friday Night Live broadcast. So what is normally the first hour of the time will be the last hour of Friday Night Live. And on Friday night, the hour of the time will only be 1 hour. And that hour will be from 8 to 9 Pacific, 9 to 10 Mountain, 10 to 11 Central, and 11 to midnight Eastern, and that will happen every Friday night. Also, I've been very busy on the phone talking to people. Michael Cottingham will debut his broadcast, The Quest for Health, on the first weeknight during October. We're discussing the possible programming of a show hosted by Jackie Patru, who in my estimation is one of the great unsung heroes out there. We will be having other broadcasters also. There are others considering and looking at it, and I believe that they'll be coming on board. All top quality programming. You're not going to believe the quality of the programming that we're going to be giving you very shortly. And right now, I think we have one, two, three, four top-notch, excellent programs that will be coming on board here in the near future. Of course, we have Friday Night Live with Gary Bourgeois. Right now, his friend is substituting for him, and I have to apologize. I don't know his name, and that's wrong of me, but I will find that out. And, of course, the hour of the time, and then Dr. Donsbach is on earlier in the evening, and I forget what days, it might even be 5 days a week. But anyway, we're lining up some fantastic programming. We will continue to line up programming. If you know somebody who would make an excellent host on the Freedom Worldwide Freedom Radio Network, please contact me and let me know how to get in touch with them. If you're one of those people, please contact me, and we'll talk about how we can make you a part of the best radio network in the world, bar none. The only radio network on the face of this earth is concerned only with the well-being and freedom of all peoples everywhere, no matter their race, religion, national origin, ancestral history or whatever. We don't care about any of that. We care about people living in freedom responsibly. And we care about that for all peoples. And everybody's always talking about immigration, how terrible it is that all these people are coming here to reap the benefits of what we have worked for so many years. Well, folks, if we could help them gain their freedom, in their country, they wouldn't be coming here. And that's what you better think about, because I'm going to tell you, you're wrong to be judging these people so harshly. Even though they shouldn't be coming here, it's against the law. They should stay home and make their country better. They're not, because they can't feed their family. They look at their children, they look at their wife, they look at how they live in squalor and that there's no opportunity and that they're at the mercy of crooked criminal politicians and military despots. And we, each and every one of us, I don't care who you are listening, you would do exactly the same thing if you were in their shoes, whether it was right or wrong. Because that's the human thing to do. If you love your family, you have to do it. You have to get them into better conditions. If they were really smart, they would band together. They would become strong. They would defeat the tyrants that ruled them, and they would establish a constitutional republican form of government like this nation has always had, like is guaranteed to us in the Constitution for the United States of America. What made this country great, what gave us all of the wonderful things that we have and the opportunities that we have, that are quickly disappearing because of our ignorance, apathy, and yes, even stupidity. So, with that out of the way, let's go to the phones, 520-333-4578 for the remainder of the hour, about 16 minutes. I'll take your calls. And remember, folks, the first half hour, or I should say after Pooh finished her letter, was not a religious broadcast, was not in any way trying to make you believe in any religious point of view. It was to establish with those of you who do believe in certain religious points of view that take away the freedoms of others, that we don't believe that that's right. We believe that everyone is entitled to be free. Free. With responsibility. I personally believe that as long as you're not hurting the person or property of any other human being in this world, it's nobody's business what you do. And, of course, you have to obey the law. But the law should be made in accordance with the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. And if it's not, it's not a law. 520-333-4578. We'll take your calls for the remainder of this hour. And remember, folks, every Friday night is going to be this way. The Hour of the Time will air at 8 Pacific, 9 Mountain, 10 Central, and 11 Eastern Daylight Time. And it'll be the same time when we go back to Standard Time. So, that's the way it stands on Friday night. And I believe this is September the 6th, 1996. Well, I guess we're not going to have any calls. So, we'll just do this. Good night, everybody. And God bless you all. I get to go to bed early tonight.